Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by one of my favorite people in the world. Introduce yourself, name and title.
What's going on, everyone? It's Kevin Sampson, director of the DC Black Film Festival. Jason, our annual conversation. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, it's always a blast. We've been doing this annually every year since you started this, which, remind me, how many years ago is that now? What year are we heading into?
We're heading into year 8. That's crazy. Almost a decade for doing this festival.
That's hard to believe. And just speaking of which, like, how much have you seen it grow over the years? I guess you're still at the Miracle Theater on Barracks Row there in Southeast. But how much have you seen it grow in terms of maybe attendance or just the number of filmmakers? Anything you got?
Yeah, you know, what's really interesting is like after year three, we were poised to really blow up, and that's the COVID year. So that took us out a couple years. But since then, like coming back, like the first year back, it was like you could tell people didn't really want to be back in a theater. Then last year, it was like, all right, now we're getting back to it. So I'm sure this year we're going to blow things out of the water. But really what I would say, Jason, is that it's just been awesome to see how the competition in terms of the films, oh my goodness, every year it just gets stronger and stronger.
That's great. That's great. And remind us in terms of this year's slate, just one final more overview, and then we'll get into the day by day lineup. But like, do you know, is there any cool stats of like, you know, how many filmmakers from different, which states or countries, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So there are, let's see, is 52 films. In terms of like the different states, like I can tell you, like we had submissions from Trinidad and Tobago, Nigeria, Kenya, United Kingdom. I'd have to write down the numbers on that, but
that's fine.
Definitely had entries from like all over the globe. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And the mission, really quick, and you know, and how you qualify, you know, above the line, like you always say.
Yeah. So DC Black Film Festival, the only a stipulation for submitting to the festival is that one or more of the above the line crew is of African descent. So really that helps us to be more inclusive. It's not exclusive. All we're saying is that one or more of the decision makers on the film, the screenwriter, director, lead actor, producer, is of African descent. So we have films that just come from all over, and I'm really excited to share them with the DC audience and beyond this coming weekend.
Awesome. Well, without further ado, let's go day by day. And opening day, Thursday, August 15th. What do we got?
So first off, the DC Black Film Festival will take place. We have two different portions. So our in-person festival is August 15th through 17th. That's Thursday through Saturday. And then after that, from the 18th through the 25th, will be virtual. So if you weren't able to make something in person or you want to catch a film again, you can do that online. So really excited about that. Thanks, Jason.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So everything we're about to talk about, you know, hopefully you can go see in person, because there's nothing like seeing it with a crowded audience and all that, the talkbacks and Q&As. But everything will be available after that on streaming and virtual if you miss anything. So it's great. All right. So Thursday, August 15th. What do we got? Money. You want to talk about Money Game?
Yeah. So Thursday evening, it's a combo screening, right? So one price, you get into Money Talks, which is a block of short films that all deal with money in some type of way. And then our feature narrative for that night is Money Game. And it's set during the COVID-19 pandemic, where a young widowed father of two struggles to navigate a broken financial system while fighting to give his daughters the life his late wife promised him. It's a really good, moving feature. And it's interesting because, of course, Jason, we know that films are going to show us like what we lived, right, through the pandemic and the different struggles of it. So it's a really good film I think people will really like.
Awesome. Sounds like a cool way to kick it off right on Thursday. And then moving to day two on Friday, August 16th. What do you want to, a couple great documentaries, and looks like some narrative stuff too, but what do you want to start with?
So one of the things this year, Jason, is that in the previous years, a lot of times they haven't had or featured as many feature-length films. But this year, I kind of wanted to change that, give some features a chance to really hit the screen. And so we have 7 features of our 52 films, so 45 are shorts. And yeah, we kick off the day with Bloodlines of the Slave Trade. Really interesting documentary that kind of looks at the two ki main characters within it. One is a daughter of a slave traders, and then one a son of former slaves, and kind of like how they are dealing with the impact of that in their life. One that folks would really want to pay attention to is Ain't No Back to Merry-Go-Round. And this is really dealing with 5 Howard University students that sat on a Maryland carousel in the 1960s, and that arrest made headlines. And then from there
Wait,
is
they got
kind of,
arrested for sitting on a carousel?
yeah, in the 1960s. So it's dealing with segregation, integration, and the 1961 Freedom Riders. So
And that was
definitely.
in Glen Echo? Is it like so it was in Maryland. It was 5 Howard University students went to a carousel in Glen Echo park, amusement park, and got arrested for it. Outrageous.
Yeah, exactly. Really, really great look at, I think, and this is what I love about film festivals, right? It kind of is information that is not necessarily hidden, but maybe it's just something that you've never heard of before.
Right.
The director does a great job of just outlining the story for us as you watch it.
And it's some big name, big star power, like in narrating it and stuff, right?
Definitely. So, some people may have heard of Jeffrey Wright, right? Peter Gallagher, Dominic Thorne. So yeah, definitely some big names there.
Yeah, I think he's from Jeffrey Wright is from DC, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah. Mandy
exactly.
Patinkin is doing Lee Grant. Like this is some big names. All right, cool. And then what else we got that day?
Intimate portraits always like to have just a block in which we look at these lives that we don't get to see on our TV screens every day. Particularly, there's a couple different films in there that are really cool, but one is Slice. Now, Slice really explores this the main character, his name is Rico, but they all live in Memphis, Tennessee, and there is this swimming art form called slicing, and really it's slicing in the water. If anything, like you would think looking at it, it's just a belly flop, but it's really like an art style. And what's cool about it is that for the community of Memphis, like this really helps some people to get off of the streets doing the wrong thing, and they're instead in the swimming pool enjoying themselves. So really cool film there that people may want to check out. Another one is Birth from the Earth. And this really kind of looks at BIPOC mothers and families trying to safely give at-home births and just the impact on them and how it's really kind of scary. Sometimes going into the hospital can be a lot more dangerous. So really good film folks might want to check out.
Cool. And so that's all in the intimate portraits block, 12 starting at 12:45 on Friday. So, and what else is after that? The future is bright block and making Black Lives Matter through film block.
Yeah, so the future is bright. Our student film section, it's just all curated films from the student filmmakers, and it's really cool just to see their eyes for film, what they've learned, the stories that they're telling. There's a mixture of just narratives, but as well as some, as we know, Jason, kind of broke the rule and did period pieces, which is really entertaining to see. And then we have the Making Black Lives Matter Through Film block. As we discussed, like this has always been something that's just close to my heart in terms of as filmmakers, we might not be on the picket lines, but we can make great movies that are able to just showcase stories, talents, and things that we need to know. And so this block really does that. There's a particular film that might be very interesting to people. It's called Black Girls and Fairy Tales, And it's about a princess for hire who gets the chance of a lifetime to be a real princess, but her ingrained colorism and insecurities really hold her back from her crown. And so it's one of those fascinating kind of one location shoots, but they turn this bedroom into like this amazing kind of fairy tale princess setting, and
Nice.
the story is pretty poignant.
Cool. And then how about that night? We have the documentary Last Place Champ and then the narrative The Novelist. Hit those really quick.
Yeah, so Nadja Owens directed Last Place Champ. It follows a young woman named Jasmine Mason as she's really trying to become a professional bowler. She's really doing well in the Professional Women's Bowling Association tour, but I mean, one, she's in it, but part of it is, just kind of coming in last place at times, not always scoring the best. And so it's really cool just to kind of see this young lady as she navigates kind of a grown adult world as a professional bowler.
Cool.
The Novelist is from director Harold Jackson III. Shout out to him. He has been killing it in terms of making like at least one, sometimes it seems like two feature films per year.
I feel
So
like he's in almost every year. That he's prolific locally here.
I mean, I said it long ago. I put all
Yeah.
my chips on Harold Jackson III. He's got
Yeah,
like,
as seen on
literally.
Picture Lock long ago.
Like I'm literally watching like Amazon, and One in a Million, I think it was one of his films, is on that, and now it's on Tubi. It's like he's
Yeah.
everywhere. So
Cool.
I will say this about DC film makers and actors, it is so cool to really start seeing our local talent on the big screen, on a national level, and the small screen. So that's cool. But yes, The Novelist, listen, this one is that, I mean, it's our Friday night feature film. It's one that has everything that you kind of want in a film. It's a thriller. It's also a dark comedy, kind of mystery. You want to find out like what's going to happen to certain characters within this film. But basically, it is about a woman who steals a manuscript from someone else. And then out of nowhere, his estranged son comes to seek compensation. And so it's one of those ones, like, seriously, it's just a fun ride. I think people will be talking to the screen on that one.
That's awesome. And I don't know if you can see, but this Zoom's going to kick us off in like 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh, snap. Okay.
But you can hit whatever you want from the last day because it looked there's so much we could still do, I guess.
Yeah.
Saturday the 17th. Do you want to do A Time to Yell More Than a Statue?
Yeah, so A Time to Yell, More Than a Statue. We all remember Charlottesville, August 12th, 2017. But one of the things that you really don't know is kind of like what kicked that off. There was a certain catalyst to kind of start those events, and A Time to Yell really covers that. And so it's from director Eric Newman and Daniel Levin, and I think people will really enjoy that. We have The Drama for Your Mama. It's gonna be dramatic storytelling at its finest. I think folks will really enjoy that block. This is what you came for. So I always love curating this block in particular because there's a reason we go to film festivals, and the This Is What You Came For film block is why you go to film festivals. So there's one film in particular, Chocolate with Sprinkles. This is directed by Haria Mohammed. You might recognize Rena Wilson as one of the main characters there, Good Girls, Mike and Molly. But it looks at a couple who's bickering on their 25th wedding anniversary, and it's just a really good story. From there, we have Black Love, The District. That's going to feature films from or about people that are in Washington, D.C. We have our award ceremony, and then our feature for that evening is Toxicity. So
What's that
definitely
about?
that one is about an up-and-coming app developer who really struggles with his past, trying to break through and free from childhood trauma, trying to just balance family, work, and love. And it's a beautifully shot film that folks will really enjoy.
Great. And real quick before we go, something from the District block, like since those are the DC centric ones, is there anything
you want to pull out
real quick?
Yes, let's do it.
They're all worthy.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like, so yeah, in the District, there's a particular film, Running Our Way. It's the story of the Chocolate City Relay. What's really cool is it's a 60 plus mile relay that is crafted to go deep into each of DC wards. And so this is really just kind of looking at a group of Black women runners who have come together. Running brings them together, but they're also running through the District. So you'll definitely see some spots that you really have seen all the time, and then maybe also some people that you might know.
Take that, Olympics. if you're missing the Olympics, which will be over by then, by the festival, you can watch another relay around all the landmarks you know in DC. Awesome. Well, thanks so much. There's so many more films, everybody. Head to dcbff.org and see the full slate, both in person and virtually. So, Kevin, thank you so much for doing this. It's always great catching up.
Thank you, Jason. Really appreciate it. And make sure that your listeners use code WTOP for 20% off of any ticket.
All right. We'll spread the word. Great catching up.